You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Henry Ford said, "Coming together is a beginning. Staying together is progress. And working together is success." We National Vanguard writers and editors and most of all, readers, need to become a team. We are, most of us, too individualistic. We play too much of a lone hand. And that seems to be a characteristic of white people generally. Just look at a map of the world. With a few exceptions, white countries are relatively tiny. Sweep your eyes across the massive nations of the earth, and when you come to Europe, suddenly everything is fractured into tiny pieces, many of them smaller than U.S. states. A strong strain of individuality seems to be built into our genome. And there are good things about that. As Charles Murray points out in his important book, Human Accomplishment, it is mainly among European-descended people that the individual thinker has the daring to shout out loud, "I am right and all of you are wrong. And you have always been wrong and will remain wrong forever unless you take account of my new discovery." We need people like that. But we also need people to take the discoveries of our highest minds and apply them to reality as a team. For in any conflict, the lone individual will always lose to the team. Always. Only organized teams can defeat other organized teams. And we all know that our race's enemies, the other, who wants his biomass to supplant ours in our homelands, and the opponent, who encourages the other for his own purposes, and who wants us replaced, mixed beyond recognition and dead, are organized. Organized, organized, organized. They are organized in depth and for every purpose. We are not. We will be wiped out by them, no matter how great our genius and nobility and creativity is compared to theirs, unless we come together as a team. Only organized teams persist. And persistence is the key to victory. When one tires or has a personal crisis, team members step in and do double or triple duty as long as necessary, and the team never stops moving forward. When an individual team member is persecuted by the system and loses his freedom or his livelihood, team members stand together and make good his loss, contribute to his defense, make him whole again, and keep him in the fight. When an extraordinary fighter appears, team members chip in to support him so that he can give all his time, his entire life, to the fight. In fact, we need more than just the extraordinary men and women. to be full-time fighters for our team. We need hundreds, thousands, and ultimately hundreds of thousands of organized whites on our team full-time. Only thus can we do all the jobs that are necessary and be ready to step into every important system job on the bright day when we replace the system with our new order.
How do you stop a terrorist from waking up tomorrow and shooting everyone in Times Square? That threat is on the president's desk every single morning, and our failure to take it seriously proves how weak we've become. That's what happens when the country is run by political and media cowards who cling to their naive belief that the whole world shares our values. Even when Americans are slaughtered by hate-filled jihadists on our own soil, radical Islam is as evil, violent, and threatening to the future of the world as the Nazis were. It is a tragedy that at a time of such confusion, America is led by people so gutless that instead of identifying the enemy, they distract us with political attacks on the gun rights of the law-abiding. I don't know what motivates politicians, but I know the rule of war. The weak get slaughtered. And we are at war. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
In ancient times, man roamed the earth in a constant state of hunting or being hunted. Introducing Caveman, where cutting-edge science meets ancient super nutrients. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And properly organized teams give us the ultimate in persistence, the ultimate in never giving up, because they live forever. Every man and every woman dies. Every individual dies. And every team member dies. But the team itself, which is a new tribe, really, a new people and a new race, potentially, lives on. Its genes and its values and its purposes and its goals are passed on to a new generation of leaders who have been born, nurtured, recruited, educated, and tested in its midst. The team lives on. And an organized team focuses human energy like a lens focuses light. a single flashlight bulb can barely illuminate a small closet. But focused by a well-crafted lens, its light can be multiplied by 100,000. And it can brightly light an object with perfect clarity 100 yards away. Racially conscious whites today, though our numbers are growing, are very much like that faint flashlight bulb. Our energy and our effort is dispersed in 100 different directions, and in none of those directions is it very well focused or effective. In many cases, those efforts are directly opposed to one another. In engineering terms, they are 180 degrees out of phase. And so they cancel each other out, with the net effect no different than if we had done nothing. Our team will change that. Our team's leaders will keep everyone pulling in the same direction, toward the most important goals we can achieve now. And step by step, we will achieve them and move on to the next higher level. Step by small step, we will grow. Step by small step, we will win. And do you know how many people read this online magazine, National Vanguard, every month? About 250,000. Do you know how many pages they read? Almost every month, well over 1,000,000 pages. Let's take our worst month this year, in which about 200,000 different people visited our site. Now, let's assume that only 5% of our readership, 5%, consists of responsible white men and women of good character. 5%. We're throwing out 95% of our readership to make this analysis. 5% is 10,000 responsible white people. If that 5% joined our team, that is, became members or supporters of the National Alliance, and if that 10,000 people each paid the absolute minimum monthly dues of $20 per month, that would give the National Alliance an income of $200,000 per month and an annual budget of $2,400,000 with absolutely zero debt. Well, thanks to the leadership of a great team leader, Will Williams, the chairman of the National Alliance, we do have the zero debt. But I assure you, we do not yet have those 10,000 members, nor do we have a $2,400,000 budget. Think what we could do with an annual budget like that. And by rights, that kind of budget should be just the beginning. Video and film productions that teach whites about our real history and real responsibilities instead of Hollywood poison and fake conservative misdirection like the garbage churned out by Dinesh D'Souza. Instead of the half-good material put out by the momentary stars of the alt-light who pull their punches and do not identify the real causes of our plight, who do not identify our main enemy, and who have little or no plan for the future except promoting their brand. And who often refuse to even honestly identify who we are in racial terms. 50 new books that deserve to be published or republished every single year. Live radio and television 24/7. Youth groups giving survival and wilderness and political training. Cosmotheist churches planted in communities across the continent, marrying people and blessing their children and teaching them the real difference between right and wrong, not the fake right and wrong they'll find in the Hebrew-derived Bible. Imagine it. Now let's do it. One man who's been doing it every day, every week, every month for years on end is one-man dynamo Jim Matthias. He's taken the modest tools we've provided him, this radio show, our radio network, our National Alliance flyers, our business cards, our Building a New White World booklet, and put them out there and publicize them in the real world where real white people are finding them and seeing them and reading them almost every day. He does most of his work in eastern Iowa and western Illinois, and a disproportionate amount of our mail comes from those areas. He's making a difference in this world. He's changing history. You can do the same. And Jim Matthias never gives up because he gave away National Alliance material at a stadium far from any school, and because he carries a perfectly legal and permitted firearm, local officials, under the thumb of the local rabbi, falsely charged him with what should be the non-crime of, quote-unquote, carrying a weapon on school grounds, because that stadium is used for, among many other things, some school ball games. And they managed to convict him on those ridiculous charges. But guess what? National Alliance members have created and contributed to his legal defense fund so he can appeal and pay the onerous $5,000 fines and costs. You can help Jim too. Just send a donation and mark it clearly, or send us a message telling us it's for Jim Matthias's defense fund. And Jim Matthias didn't let a little thing like a corrupt legal system and an alien media empire aimed directly at him stop his activism. No, he kept it up, even increased it. Recently, corrupt law enforcement in LeClaire, Iowa, arrested him again, this time for, quote-unquote, attempted burglary. A lying officer, likely seeing a promotion in his future if he got someone that a certain blessed and chosen and wealthy minority wanted to be gotten, saw Jim putting National Alliance business cards on car windows one night. But what he said he saw was Jim trying to break into the cars by, quote-unquote, pulling on door handles. Did Jim fold since the system had doubled down on him? Hell no. He got legal representation, demanded any video or other evidence his accusers might have since he knew it would exonerate him, and stood his ground. He got out on bond while he was fighting his legal fight on two fronts, since he's still appealing the school grounds nonsense, and he kept up his activism too. And Jim won. The fake burglary charges were dropped. When the rotten system overstepped all reason, they thought they could get away with it. But when Jim wouldn't back down, as most whites would have, they dropped the charges to avoid a very embarrassing loss in court. They folded. not Jim. We need you. We need those 10,000 whites of good character to spread the good news of cosmotheism and the National Alliance, just like Jim has done. We need you to do that in your community. We need those 10,000 National Vanguard readers to become more than just readers right now. We need all of you to start donating or tithing so that when future Jim Matthiases are arrested, they can be sprung on bail, hire excellent lawyers, and be back in the fight almost instantaneously, with their rights protected and setting precedents in court so that they'll continue to be protected. We need the bastards to be afraid to step on us, just like the rattler on the real American flag. We need you. We need 10,000 readers of good character like you to stand up and make that $200,000 per month budget happen. Do you think that our team, our present team, or our future team can get or even want system jobs after dedicating their good names to the only cause worth fighting for? We need all 10,000 of you of good character who are reading or hearing these words to join us so that our people who get fired from their jobs because they've been smeared in the lie papers can immediately start to work for us, which will be a net gain for our side every time the Jews smear us. When they realize that their smears are just making us stronger, they won't know what to do. A writer named Vesta Kelly once expressed the idea that individual crystals of snow are some of the most fragile things in this world. But look at what they can do when they stick together. How true. Snowstorms and avalanches come immediately to mind. The power of whiteness, united whiteness, can stop the genocidal agenda that threatens our very existence, and it can build a new white world, one great and beautiful beyond imagining. If only each of us will do his or her part. Join us. Become a National Alliance member or supporter today. Let's start that avalanche right now. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. Please write to us at National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. You can also help us by visiting natall.com/donate. That's natall.com/donate. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal, and equal men are not free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
Radio. Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
I spent almost two decades working for the CIA. I've seen up close what so many people don't want to imagine. The frightening reality of radical Islamic terror. Here's the truth no one wants to admit. We will never see a day for the rest of our lives where that threat doesn't hover above our heads. Because the hatred that fuels these jihadists will burn for generations. The question is, will our freedom? If we surrender our privacy rights, our speech rights, our religious rights, and our gun rights, we will not be safer. but we will doom our children and grandchildren and the billions of people around the world who see America as a beacon of hope to utter darkness. Our freedom makes us great. Our freedom will keep us safe. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
This is a fascinating look at one of the most lied about periods in the history of mankind. In keeping with our motto, free movies, free minds, free speech, I ask that you watch, you decide. A statement made by undergrounddocumentaries.com in 2013. The only untold story of World War II you will ever need to know.
You have done a magnificent job. The visual impact that people will experience when they see what you have produced, you've been very impartial in your presentation, and you have allowed the people, the viewers, to make up their own mind. You present the evidence, and anyway, it's an honor to have you on the program.
I want to say that the work that Dennis Wise has undertaken and accomplished and the value of this work cannot be underestimated at this time, especially. He has undertaken to present actual information about the most controversial period in human history. We have been given a narrative that has painted a picture, an image for the world to consume. And we have to look at this. The reason this is so important this time for everyone to look at is we have to challenge the lies. Okay, that's one thing right there, just from a moral standpoint. In our time today, it is more than that, just a morality. It is a matter of physical survival itself, because we have to look at this period and look at exactly what happened, which Dennis Wise has presented to us in his great accomplishment that he has put together there. We have to look at what happened. We had power in 1945. It was Stalin, Churchill, and Roosevelt. And what did they do with this power? As a gift, illustrated in his great work, The Greatest Story Never Told. Yes, if you want to see the dangers that are facing the world today, just watch this film. One can see the actual facts, indisputable facts, of what really happened at that time.
To find out more on this phenomenal documentary series on Adolf Hitler and World War II, go to thegreateststorynevertold.tv.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.